I call myself AK when I do my work, and I'm based in Stockholm, Sweden. I got like interested in art through graffiti, and I got interested in graffiti through hip hop. So I wasn't like it wasn't like it was a bit random that I ended up doing what I did. And when we were starting to paint graffiti in Sweden, I only knew like maybe 30 other people that was painting, and there wasn't many more than that in Stockholm at that period. So you pretty much knew most of them. You for sure had seen all the names, but you didn't know maybe all the people. And we always just painted like along the subway train or the commuter train lines, or in industrial areas where there was no people. So when I painted, I only thought about these 30 people as the audience. And a lot of the time you only thought about like two or three, like, oh, I wonder what circle gonna think about this letters, or this is pretty close to where Weird lives, so maybe he sees it. Yeah. And so that's what we kept doing for a few years, and then there was a like super cold winter, so it was like minus 20 degrees, and we tried to go out and paint, but it was just so freaky cold. So we just thought that we needed to find somewhere where we can paint during this the few months that was super cold. So then we started to like walk around in the subway tunnels, and that led us to like paint in the subway station. And the first graffiti piece I did at Sankt Eriksplan, pretty close to where we are now. I mean, yeah. And it was also where I lived. So like painted, and the next morning I was on my way to school, so I like came a few minutes before the train arrived, and I could see that people were like standing on the platform waiting for the train and looked at what I had done the previous night. And that was like the first time I realized that, I mean, what we did could have another audience than only this small community that we had built. And I mean, it's not life-changing or anything, but it was like a shift in perspective, or like that we actually did something that was seen by more people. And that got me more and more interested in what later became like more street art, like where to like look for these kind of places in the city, like how you could work in the city, yeah, closer to public, you could say. Yeah, that's it.